Blog Talk Radio.
Glorious and victorious it is. It is Sunday, February 7th, 2021, and you've tuned into the Manner of Speaking, where we are giving praise unto God for all of his miraculous and innovative blessings and miracles that he's producing right here in the here and now. And I am so excited because you know what? I am part of that experience. And if you truly open up your hearts and open up your minds, you will receive the very blessings of his presence. And you know what? Just to set the tone and to get you into that mindset to receive his greatness, we want to go to the miraculous sound of James Cleveland and the Mass Choir saying, I appreciate everything that you've done for me. We need to go back to that old landmark. That's right, where we give thanks and praise unto God because he is the Lord of all to those who desire his presence. Oh, yes. Are you thankful today for all that God has done for you, for the miraculous ways that he's provided for you? He's been Jehovah Jireh. Have you said, thank you, Lord? He's been Jehovah Rapha, your healer. Have you said, thank you, Lord? He's been your protector, your guard, your companion, your friend. He's been everything. Just give him thanks right now and say, Lord, I appreciate everything that you've done for me.
Ah!
Glory to his name. Do you appreciate that everything that God has done for you? When you think about all that he's brought you through, and you think about all the things that God has protected you from, has kept you from, do you truly appreciate? Do you truly appreciate all that he's done? I thank God. I just thank him for just being God by himself. He doesn't need anybody else. And all that we need, we have in Christ Jesus, the only begotten Son of our living, breathing God, El Yoham, God, Lord Almighty. He is all that we need on this day. And let me tell you something, in listening land, this is a word of knowledge. Despise not the day of small beginnings. Everything that is birthed into the physical realm of our existence started off as an ideology, as a concept that takes manifestation because God breathed it into the universe. And God said, according to his word will not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish the purpose in which it was set out for. So if you are believing God and speaking unto God and praying unto him and saying, Lord, I need a divine breakthrough. Father God, I need physical healing. I need psychological healing. I need spiritual healing. I need healing within my family, healing in my finances, healing at my workplace, healing within my emotional persona. When you speak the word and you speak it in confidence, you have to believe and know that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And when you do that, when your faith becomes the instrument that plays the melody, that produces the harmony in the kingdom of heaven, God hears the sound, and he will respond to you. Just hold on. You've done it. Just hold on a little while longer, and I tell you, everything you can bank your life on it will be all right. I'm going to tell you something. I'm a testimony of what I am speaking to you. Trust and believe me. I have lived through it thus far, and I know with all the years and the decades that I've got left on this earth, I'm going to even have more testimonies of God's greatness, of his unquestionable goodness unto me. You know, sometimes God allows us to be put in a predicament, in a place. This is the word of knowledge. You've been praying and asking God, why? Why am I in this particular setting? Why am I in this establishment? It seems as though I'm entangled. I can't get out. I want to get out, and I can't. Sometimes God allows us to be in a place, a habitation. This is the word. This is the word, habitation, where we become isolated, insulated from society, from those who we deemed were our friends. And sometimes we find out we're not. Sometimes family members who we thought were endearing but were not. Sometimes colleagues who we thought we could depend upon and as time progresses on found out could not. Sometimes God allows us into that place, into that area, so that we can see him, that we can experience him. How can we be effective witnesses and ministers and teachers and leaders unless we ourselves have experienced being out there in the wilderness? In the wilderness, I'm speaking this word of knowledge. This is a miracle-producing word. Receive it. Receive it now. There is a habitation of the Most Holy and High God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And this is where he has us sometimes in our lives. And I can tell you, it's not that he's punishing us. He's not being punitive toward us. He wants us to know him for ourselves so we don't get caught up in a collective establishment of what the religious world is producing. Because if you look at the religious world, The society is not producing much. They're not producing the miracles of God. They're not experiencing the mighty hand of God. So this is a time, this is a hot word. That's why this is the rhema, the living word. We've had the logos, instructional word. This is the rhema word, the word that will manifest greatness, that will manifest healing, that will manifest deliverance in the lives of those who open up and receive the word. Everybody that you speak to, that you teach and you preach to is not going to receive this. This is for a delegated few. That's why those who truly desire the hand of God in their lives, they're going to receive this, and they're going to run on and be that living witness, that living testimony that God would have them to be. And I'm telling you something, and in that place, it was a lonely place for me. It was an empty place for me. I said, Lord, what have I done that I've got to be set aside in this manner? I can see the very ugliness of the flesh, of the deeds of others, how it impacts me, Lord, help me. And you know something, God allowed me to have a dream. He gave me a revelatory dream that showed me where I am and what I must do. And he told me to speak the word to his people. To those that receive it shall be blessed and prosper and shall be elevated to the highest level of their physical existence. But to those who turn away, don't become discouraged, because broad is the way and wide is the path that lead into destruction, but narrow is the way and straight is the path that lead unto righteousness, that leads unto the multiplicity of God's blessings and his presence. And because the road is narrow, so many are turned off by it, and they veer back to the right so they can get on that broad path where the world has become churchy and the church has become worldly. No, we are a peculiar people. Do you hear me on this day? A royal priesthood, that we should show forth the praises of him that brought us out of darkness into this marvelous light. Oh, glorious and victorious it is. I'm telling you, I'm going to keep on this path because there's greatness in this path. There's prosperity in this path. There's healing in this path. There's perfect health in this path. There's a multiplicity of blessings and wealth and all the greatness of the kingdom of heaven in this path. That's right. So let us be charged. That's right. Let us be elevated and boosted to do what thus saith the Lord. And he said, with long life shall I satisfy you. I'm telling you, seeing the testimony, what a blessing it is. I can't wait till I get to that 100th birthday mark. I've been seeing so many wonderful testimonies of individuals living past 100. And that lets me know that is the blessing of God upon them because of what they experienced in their life and because of obedience God allowed them thus far. And I just thank you, God, because oftentimes we look at people, they're living fast, getting everything fast, everything comes so fast, and get cut off short. But let me tell you something. If we continue on and progress on the King's Highway, we're going to receive the very blessings of Abraham in our life. And I thank God for it, and thank you for tuning in to Manner of Speaking, where we're going to be coming to you every week with a word from the Word of God. For we know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. I'm telling you, it's a happy time, it's a glorious time, and it is a victorious time to be a true believer, not a cosmopolitan presenter, not a cosmetic presentation, but to be a true believer in our God and in our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank God for you today because you are that peculiar people. You are part of that royal priesthood. We got to get it done, y'all. We got to get on and get it. We got to get it done. That's why we got to be able to be that living testimony that men look at us when they're casted down, that they look at us and say, you know what? There is lifting up. That's right. And we got to be all that we can be because of Christ. And he empowered us to do so. And I just thank God for you. And the manner of speaking, we're going forth in the word of God. We're not promoting a religious establishment or organization. We're promoting truth. And Jesus told us, he said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And he that the Son set free is free, and free indeed. And we are not to become again entangled with the yoke of bondage. And when God has established us, our freedom, our liberation, we must maintain the integrity of maintaining our freedom. Our freedom to go forth, our freedom to speak the word, our freedom just to be all that God would have us to be. And this is what manner of speaking is. And I just thank God for you today. We're going to go right into the word of God, and we're going to pick up again next week. The second book of Thessalonians, the second chapter. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking that you give forth your knowledge, your wisdom. Give us your words to speak unto your people, Lord, that they may be elevated from all that they seek, that they may be delivered from all that seemeth to come against them. That, Father God, your hand, your divine healing hand, will touch and deliver them according to your loving kindness and your tender mercy. Because, God, we understand that you are omnipotent, you are omniscient, and you're omnipresent. And we receive your greatness in our lives right here and now and continuously, Lord. Refresh us, revive us, renew us, and strengthen us. Keep us, protect us, elevate us, motivate us. Be all that we need you to be. For, Lord, we give you the thanks, the honor, and the praise. Amen. The second book of Thessalonians and the second chapter. And here in day and time, we need this word. Sometimes the word of God doesn't come across as something that will tickle our fancy and cause us to jump up and shout and dance. Sometimes the word comes in a way that's instructional, but it's infrastructural as well, because it penetrates the very vortex of the human existence, and it touches the very epitome of our desires, of our inner man. It needs to be transformed. See, oftentimes, we say that the blessings are not coming rapidly into our life. There's some things that there needs to be an inward exchanging thereof, that God needs to be able to go into us and to change and rearrange things. That's right, because God doesn't want us to become a human disaster. He wants us to become a human testimony to those who are yet struggling to find out who he is. We have to be that notifiable witness to present who he is in our lives, in our mannerisms, in the way we live, and the level of our prosperity, in the world, the level of our wellness, our health, our projection in life. We have to be able to present those things. It says, now, we beseech you, this is verse 1, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that means by our fellowship, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as a day of crisis at hand. You look at all the madness in the world right now. We see the handwriting on the wall. We don't know the day, minute, nor hour that he's coming, but all of us who are living, breathing beings upon this earth, we're here on a mission. We are commissioned to spread the truth, the gospel, not to promote a religious organization, but to speak truth, and to get mankind to understand that they are lost in their current level of existence. They need to come into fruition, into a definite, intimate relationship with Father God, and get to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. And they need this. That's right, because we see it's in hand. We can't say it's going to be 10 years from now, 20 years from now, we don't know, but we have to live rightfully every day. Are we perfect? No, but we're to walk in modesty. We're to walk in humility and not think that we're all of what we are not, because without God in our lives, we are senseless. We are meaningless. We are empty vessels waiting to be filled with whatever apothecarial means is within grasp of the environment. So we have to maintain the integrity of who we are and what we are. He said, let no man deceive you. This is Apostle Paul instructing the church of the Thessalonians and telling them, don't let any man deceive you by any means, that that day shall not come except there comes first a what? Falling away. That until that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. What is Apostle Paul saying? He says, don't get caught up in the madness of society, in the mannerism of the worldly church, the church that has become worldly, that has sold themselves out to the methodology of the beast, that God has been replaced with scientific research, that mankind has become the adoration of all so many within religious organizations, that people are not worshiping God, they're worshiping the man. That's right, that's in the organization. He said, don't get shaken by that. Don't get upset by that. There's going to be false teachers and false prophets. Some are going to lie and say that their Christ came back in the flesh. He said, don't believe the madness. Walk in the truth. Walk in the light. Hold up the standard. He said, until that son of perdition is revealed. And we see perdition means iniquity, adversity. So let me tell you something. Many people perceive that this means the Antichrist. He's going to hate people that are not of God. No, this man is coming as though he represents the kingdom of God. He's coming as though that he has the answer to what ails society, that he has the motivation to change things and to make things right. He's not going to come and show his face, his true face. No, he's beautiful. He's presentational. He has an ideal personality. This is how so many people get caught up in the madness of false prophecies, get caught up in the madness of cultistic organizations and establishments. He said, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he as God stood in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So now, Apostle Paul is saying, this man is going to come. He's just as the serpent came into the garden, and he wasn't an ugly beast that was unattractive. He was appeasing. He was attractive to Eve. That's how he was able to get her to fall to temptation. Temptation is not going to put his ugly head out and say, here I am. I'm coming to lead you astray. I'm coming to destroy your life and bring madness into your existence. No, temptation comes as a sly initiation to say, come on, follow me. I promise you this. I promise you that. No, don't believe it. If it's not reflective of the righteousness of God nor the word of God, abstain from it, because there is so many people falling into the trap. That's right. Don't believe the hype. That's right. We were to even give topic to this discussion as we're doing on the manner of speaking, I would say, don't believe the hype. This verse says, remember ye not that what, when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Apostle Paul said, don't you remember when I mentioned this to you at work before? And now ye know what withholdeth he might be revealed in his time. That means he's going to be restrained for a minute, but once he's released or given a precedence to take over and to present himself, then he will. But until now, he's going to portray that he's innocent. This standard is innocent. It's harmless. Everybody just get along. Just love everybody for the way they are. Everybody's accepted. It's okay if you live in a way that is full of iniquity, that is unrighteous. It's okay, because the world is looking for a second savior. There's no second savior. There's only one savior, and that is Jesus Christ. But because people are so in tune to the flesh and to emotions, to wherever the crowd is and what has gained popularity, this is how they're falling off into the wrong arena. Don't believe the hype. It says, what? For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. That means it's already in progress. It means that always come. It's already in progress, dear. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. That means this person and this system is going to continue to progress forward until God reveals it and it be removed. But until then, we as ambassadors that God let be upon this earth and gave us the commission to teach
his people, to preach to his people, and to lead to his people, we have to maintain the integrity of the standard. We can't be afraid to be alone. We can't be afraid not to be popular. We can't be afraid not to get the recognition that the world promises those who bow down to the beast. We have to be willing to be a separate people, because God wants us to be that righteous and holy nation, that we should show forth the praises of him that brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We're not looking for a popularity vote here. We're looking to do what thus saith the Lord God and to keep it real. That's right, because we refuse to believe the hype. He says, you know what? And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and should destroy with the brightness of his coming. That's right. Oh, let's say this. When the power of God insurrects upon this earth, the false leader in the system that beguiled so many people and caused so many people to fall by the wayside and to become entangled and in parts within the grasp of its iniquity, when God speaketh the word, it shall fall to naught. It shall be destroyed. Because the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, can divide asunder both bone and marrow, even discern the very intentions of mankind's heart. He said, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Let me tell you something. This is it. We're going to continue on next week. Don't you know that false miracles have gotten so many people entangled into ungodly organizations? That's right, because they're using a methodology of bewitchery. That's right, to swoon people. They're using dark forces to beguile people, to lead them astray, because people are so desperate. They want to know the word of God. They want to know the will of God, but they're not willing to humble themselves before the presence of God to hear his voice. They won't listen to the true prophet and the true prophetess. They'd rather go out there and employ a false prophet to tickle their ears and to tickle their fancy, to give them something that they can dance on, give them something that will make them feel happy, instead of hearing the truth from a true prophet and a true prophetess who's going to speak the truth. Even though the truth may not feel good to them to speak to others, they're going to speak it. And you know what happens? Because people have become so carnal and profess to be Christians, they're carnitions. That's right. They're carnitions. They are saying that they are professing to know God, but they are living so much into the flesh until they do not receive the truth. And as a result, have fallen victim. And this is the reason why so many are at the backslidden state. That's right. They're not working forth the miracles of the kingdom of heaven. And the power of God is not being made manifest to them because they've compromised to the system. Well, you know something? Don't believe the hype. Because God is looking for us to stand up and to stand out, not be afraid to be unpopular, not be afraid to be rejected by some and received by some. But those who desire the truth are going to take heed to what it is that the word of God is saying and give respect unto those who are bold enough and know enough within God's realm and his ability to speak the truth and not be afraid, and will not compromise the greatness of God's presence. So don't believe the hype. We're going to continue on next week. And listen, God is a miracle-working God. Let go and let God, for he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we're able to ask and even think. And we thank God for you today, and we're going to thank God for you continually and give your testimony about how the Lord is blessing you in every aspect of your life. You've got your host, with the most from coast to coast, the Esquire Abby Self, saying, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You've been listening to Manna of Speaking, and tune in again on next week. Have a blessed, glorious, victorious, and miracle-filled week, because we serve a God who's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we're able to ask and even think. Enjoy your week.